Hi, I'm Ainsley.
And I'm Elizabeth.
We're cousins and best friends.
We live right next door to each other.
We're both 10.
We were born 3 months apart.
A lot of people think we're twins.
Thanks for listening to the Something Epic for Kids podcast.
We'll talk about fashion tips, friendship advice, stuff we learned in school, and most of all, the epicest topics we know about.
You can email us at somethingepickkids@gmail.com.
Let's get started. So, our first topic is Yay of the Day! Okay, so my Yay of the Day, well, actually, we'll explain it for you new listeners. So, Elizabeth, how about you explain it?
For Yay of the Day, we say one thing that each one of us appreciated about today. Does that make sense? Okay. Ainsley, what's your Yay of the Day?
Well, this week is Spirit Week at our school, meaning first day, we have to wear all of our clothes inside out. Second day, we had to dress up for our favorite musician. And then third day, which is today.
Wednesday,
yeah. It was pajama day, so we dressed up in our pajamas. And that is my Yay of the Day. Thursday, which is tomorrow, we're dressing up for our future occupation. And then Friday, we're just wearing all of our school spirit shirts or colors.
So, anyway, what's your Yay of the Day? Oh, wait, you just said it. Mine, too. My friend Kelly and I, we have matching peignoirs. If you don't want to know what a peignoir is, it's like a nightgown made out of silk or just made out of, like, something silky. We both wore them to school, so that was pretty fun.
I wore my Minecraft shirt and leggings because I can, I mean.
Yeah. What are you going to be for future Yee Day?
Well, I'm going to be an author.
I'm going to be a doctor.
I totally forgot it was Spirit Week on Monday, so I didn't wear anything for Inside Out Day. And then
I did.
And then our school website didn't say anything about what tomorrow, like, about what yesterday was on Monday.
Actually, it did. You probably just didn't see it on time. That's completely fine.
Well, so I didn't do that either, but of course I did Pajama Day. I mean, who forgets Pajama Day?
Yeah, who forgets Pajama Day?
So anyway, that's Yay of the Day. Moving on to Wine of the Week. So Wine of the Week is basically you state something, a complaint that you have about the week. Totally relative to its name. I just realized that. Okay, anyway, Elizabeth, you can start.
My Wine of the Week is... Is there a Wine of the Week for Spirit Day? I don't really think so.
My Wine of the Week is that I have no Wine of the Week. There, that's our Wine of the Week.
Why don't we do an actual real one?
Like what?
Well, anything bad happening this week? Let's see here.
I had to play my mouth off in band today because we had to play a song repeated. And it was really long. It was 2 lines and we had to repeat it. And so it hurt my lips a lot because I play clarinet. And that's probably my Wine of the Week.
I had study hall.
Yeah, she doesn't do band. You can choose between study hall and band.
And in fifth grade.
Yeah, in fifth grade.
Well, I don't really have a Wine of the Week, so
we are. Okay, so today is a very special day. It is September 20th, 2017. And...
A Wednesday.
Okay, whatever.
And Pajama Day.
And
Spirit Week.
And
our third anniversary of our podcast!
So this is Something Epic for Kids' third anniversary. The first podcast was when we were 7.
7 years old. Can you believe that?
That was so long ago. Anyway, we're 10 now. And we're doing it. And it's always Pajama Day. So, yeah. It's going to be really... And we're really sorry we haven't done a podcast in such a long time. We just never really got around to it.
I guess our days are just packed with stuff now that we're, you know, packed with stuff.
But we haven't podcast in such a long time. But the good thing about that is that we get to share all of our experiences that we've had recently.
In one time.
And so that's pretty much the only good thing about it. Because we probably have lost so many listeners. It has been great. It's been a really fun time podcasting with you guys, and we're so happy that you're listening to this right now.
Not that we're going to stop or anything.
Yeah, we're not stopping. Don't worry. We're not stopping. I just think that it's really awesome that we've been doing this for 3 years.
Yeah.
Think about we stuck to it, and we didn't really stop. And to imagine that long of dedication, that's good for us and for you.
And because we're 10 years old.
If you've been a listener from the very beginning, we thank you so much for supporting us. Elizabeth, what do you have to say about our third anniversary?
I think it's great to podcast with you guys, and I just feel like I should keep doing it until I'm, like, 20. So this is really awesome experience for the two of us and hopefully for our listeners. So thank you so much for listening, and sometimes even you guys give us advice.
So we really encourage you to send us emails. Remember, it's somethingitforkids@gmail.com. Not hard to remember.
Not very hard to remember.
So anyway, please send us emails. We'd love to hear from you, and we're going to read your email out loud if you send it to us. So,
and remember, if you get your name drawn in a hat, you get a free t-shirt, color of your choice, with our logo on it.
So, anyway, moving on to the next segment, which is Nature Justice. Nature Justice is, well, us talking about nature and what should be changed and how people should treat nature. And today we're going to be talking about littering and... Actually, I'll let Elizabeth explain that part.
At our school, we have, like, some sort of, like, little mini prairie.
Yeah, it has tall stalks of grass, which die.
Because, die because, people are walking through them. So there's, a little path that goes through it, and every once in a while, people become making new paths, and they say it's good for the people, but it's actually bad for the environment, because they're pretty much just trampling innocent little stalks of grass.
Even if the stalks of grass are already down, it's still not okay to step on them, because that can further injure the plant. And so people have been hiding in, like, going inside the prairie.
And hide or something?
Yeah, and then at the end of the year, the whole thing is just flat. Totally flat. And it's because all of the people that have been trampling paths into it. And that's just really sad, and there's no reason you should do that.
Yeah. Ainsley, what do you have to say about another topic of nature justice?
Well, littering.
Of course.
The biggest problem in nature is people litter. And Elizabeth's making a really weird face right now. That's sad, but funny. Okay. It's just such a huge problem. There's a space in, like, when we drive home from school, there's a space next to this forest that we pass that is so pretty in the winter. And then people start throwing Pepsi cans and Ziploc bags out of their window. And it becomes a trash place instead of magical.
Yeah. Sometimes in the winter, we see, like, beautiful covered trees with some bird nests even in them, and then on the ground we just see like 5 objects of trash that were thrown out of cars or even just thrown.
And you can walk to a trash can and open your hand and drop the item of trash into there.
And if you're in your car and you don't have a trash can, hold on to it or put it in a cup or something and wait till you get home to throw it in the trash can.
There's no way that it's okay to throw stuff on the ground because you're lazy.
Sometimes it's because the animals can eat it and die, even. And sometimes it's because sometimes it ruins the environment, sometimes because of fumes or anything of that sort.
Actually, if you throw a, let's say, compass, broken compass, right next to a lake, the mercury inside the compass, which is also poison, by the way, will leak out into the water and infect the water source. If any animal were to drink that, it would be like eating mercury.
And that's really bad for your lungs and your digestive system.
Mercury is poison.
So it could kill the animals, and this is like a really, really bad thing to animal survivance.
Survival.
Sorry.
But I really think that people should start paying mind to animals and think that nature is a gift. Think if somebody gave you a beautiful landscape, would you just like get many little pieces of trash and throw it all over the landscape?
Because you want to preserve it and keep it beautiful and help the animals.
No, you would not throw little objects of tiny little trash over that landscape that person gave to you. Nature is a gift from Mother Nature, and it's not something you would want to trash up. And, of course, I am saying this message to people who do litter, people and not people who don't. If you're somebody who does not litter, then go you. Good job. Keep it up. But anyway, we encourage you all to stop littering. Anyway, we'll see you later. Stuff we learned at school is pretty self-explanatory, though. It's about stuff we learned at school.
Yeah. Okay, so one thing we learned at school was about the...
We learned about Egyptian history.
And so a big project we're doing in history class is... Mummifying a chicken!
Okay, chicken, corn, chicken sounds better.
Doesn't.
So anyway, we constructed a pyramid out of cardboard, one pyramid for each class, because there are two classes. And so, for me, I'm in a different class. I'm in sixth period, and Elizabeth's in first period.
Yeah,
first period. But we're in different classes, so we're mummifying different Cornish hens, and we built a different pyramid.
And we even named our Cornish hens that we're going to mummify and put in pyramids that we made.
Period one is
Elizabeth. Cleopatra.
Cleopatra, Cleopatra, get it. And then period two.
Period six is
Chicken Hotep. You know, like Amenhotep, Chicken Hotep. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So last year's was Tutankhamun. And my friend actually thought of that name before she told us. So she was, like, really bummed out that we didn't get to have that name.
That's sad. Yeah. Anyway, but we were really excited about the ancient Egyptian study. And in art, we're learning about ancient Egyptian art. In history, we're learning about ancient Egypt. And in language arts, we're reading a book about ancient Egypt.
So it's kind of all connected now.
I think it's really awesome because I've always been super interested in Egypt. And I still don't know how Cleopatra, like, caused the downfall of it.
Yeah.
And I need to know. It's part of my grade. Yeah. I need to know. That was basically stuff we learned in school, which is all about Egypt. One thing we learned is that first, it's about mummifying. It's actually not because they loved the pharaoh so much they would build a pyramid for it and mummify it. And then put it in a golden sarcophagus so it could get sent into the afterlife. No. It was actually pretty a selfish reason. It was so the pharaoh could continue to look over Egypt while it was in the afterlife. While its spirit was in the afterlife. And the five elements that we used for their soul were their name, their body, their ka, which is their health and happiness,
and their ba, which is their personality.
And intelligence. And then also their shadow.
So this is pretty much just like a big unit that we're supposed to learn in all of our classes pretty much, which is sort of weird because like history is first and then arts in between and then language arts.
For me, it's actually language arts is first and then arts in between and then it's history, but whatever.
Anyway, so this is like a really cool thing that we're learning, and it's really interesting to me because I've always wanted to learn about this kind of thing. And so we're talking about like Tutankhamun, Amun-Ra,
Amenhotep,
you know, all those peeps.
So Hatshepsut.
Yeah, and we're also learning about note-taking, which is pretty self-explanatory.
We encourage you to learn more about ancient Egypt because you may find it super interesting. And who knows, you could become an Egyptologist. Which means you study Egypt, by the way.
Yeah.
Which is also pretty self-explanatory.
Also, I recommend the book Red Pyramid because it's a really good book.
It's the book we're reading in it, the language arts, by the way.
It is such a good book. It's about the canes. That's all I will say. Now you are forced to read it because I just gave you a cliffhanger, kind of. I don't really know.
But anyway, it's about Egypt. But you should always remember, if there's something that you're gonna that you think you're gonna find really boring, try it, and you may like it. And by the way, the term "walk like an Egyptian," like
one hand forward and one hand backward.
Yeah, that's not walking like an Egyptian. I don't know where they got that.
They got it from wall paintings from ancient Egyptian.
No, they didn't. They got it from a song called "Walk Like an Egyptian," and then people started dancing like that, and that's where it came from.
I guess so.
But yeah, there's nothing that even says that Egyptians dance like that. So don't even do "Walk Like an Egyptian." That's not Egyptian.
Anyway, thanks for listening to these past segments, and see you next time.
That's our podcast for today.
Thanks for listening.
Remember, you can email us at somethingepicforkids@gmail.com.
We always want to hear from you. Always.
So we'll read your email out loud in our podcast.
And if you get chosen from a hat with other contestants that emailed us, you will get a free shirt with your choice of color and with our logo on it.
So, we'll see you next time. Bye from Ainsley
and Elizabeth.